That's fucked.
I'm stuck in the washer step, bro. Is that why you guys don't have sleepovers anymore?
No, we have families now, so we can't have sleepovers.
Yeah, they kind of took that away
from us. Who the fuck said that? When was that a rule?
Well, we're going to start doing family vacays together again now that our kids are a little bit older, so.
And we'll get to sleep together.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I'm just
Teddy Bear, you got some competition. I didn't know it was that serious.
Maybe.
That's a whole lot of sausage and moisture jokes coming in right now.
It is.
Mom! We're supposed to be playing state this weekend, but we might back out.
I'm the meatloaf!
Because they've now got it to where there's only,
What's going on, ECFL? Welcome to another episode of The Elites. I'm your host, as always, Aaron1054. Tonight, we have a few of the regulars back with us, but first, the man, the myth, legend, Canes87.
I don't know about a legend, but okay.
Kickler10, a.k.a. Uncle Rico.
Yeah, he ain't a legend.
Prince Vegeta has graced us with his presence again.
Yep, finally.
He ain't sleeping.
I'm not sleeping this time.
And Beard on Blast. Oh Jesus! Well, it was a good week of I'm trying to hold it together. Only you. We had a good week of games this week, and a bunch of standout players. And I guess let's get to the players of the week.
All right. I guess so.
I guess so.
Let's go defense first.
All right.
So the nominees were Devin Hill of TCU, Cody Lawrence, San Diego State, Yogi Barr of ASU, Tommy Salami, Texas Tech, the Carpetron Duke Marriott, UTSA, Tyler Hillman of Rutgers, Justin Case of ECU, TJ Blackman of App State, and Mo Gigglebush of Arkansas.
It's probably going to be Gigglebush, I would think.
Oh, and Juice Kilpatrick of Oregon State. My bad, I forgot him too.
Didn't Gigglebush have like two picks?
He did.
Well, shout out to Hillman, who's on that Rutgers defense, now made Player of the Week nominee at least twice. I'm going with Justin Case. He kept ECU in the game in the first half. He had those two picks. One was a pick six. So,
yeah, he had a pretty good game.
I mean, I know who I voted for. He probably didn't win, but I voted for him.
Who did you vote for?
Devin Hill.
Okay, so he just went with teammate.
Homer, cool.
Yeah.
What's wrong with this?
No surprise there. I'm not – I can't even remember who I voted for.
I'm the head coach. I got to vote for my guy.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
All right, so I will say coming in second place was Justin Case of ECU.
Boo!
It's gonna be what's his name from Arkansas?
Gigglebush.
Yeah, Gigglebush.
Yeah.
Okay, I find the voting, so I can tell you how much he won by.
The suspense is killing us.
Justin Case had 26 of the 90 votes. Speaking of which, we had 90 votes. Y'all don't get any free coin. Just saying. The winner with 29 votes, so winning by 3 votes, was linebacker Tommy Salami of Texas Tech.
Wow.
I fucking love that name, though.
17 tackles, 3 tackles for loss, a sack, and a pass deflection.
I mean, 17 tackles is impressive. But
yeah, but at the same token –
I think people are getting fatigued by the DBs.
Okay, who does Salami play for?
Texas Tech.
Oh, never mind.
Who second straight player of the week for Texas Tech on defense.
Who did Texas Tech play?
UTSA.
UTSA.
Oh, so but wasn't that like a super run heavy game?
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of like it.
They play. Well, hey, we didn't know who it was and who they were playing against.
That's true. I struggle with sometimes, like, guys are going to get the high tackle counts against us. But, I mean, we run the ball right at your linebacker every single play. So, I mean, they're going to have 20 tackles. I mean, how many did you have against us, Kickler? Didn't you have, like, 20?
I don't remember.
It was a bunch.
Yeah.
It didn't matter, we lost.
Well, I was just saying. Run-heavy games are going to be in that situation where the linebacker gets more.
Well, tackle. Tommy Salami will probably be up for Player of the Week again because they're playing us this week, and we like to throw interceptions to linebackers. So,
fuck yeah, you do.
Yeah. Money Mills is good.
Hey, and game recognizes game.
Money Mills ain't even the quarterback.
Fozzie's good. I'm sorry I had a brain fart.
Money did the same damn thing.
He did. So. It's like a repeat.
Hey, we're just going to glaze over the fact, man. Money, a game recognizes game. Y'all heard Vegeta? He knows what those interceptions are like.
I do.
They threw like 66.
It's just crazy. We can throw six of them and still win by double digits.
That is also crazy. That's shame on you, Arkansas.
And leading to my next point, don't smoke crack. Yeah, how in the hell did y'all throw six picks and still win?
We will get to that.
Oh,
later.
You know. It's that App State defense.
Well, the crazy part about that isn't that even that. He went from, like, middle of the pack in turnovers to first place in turnovers.
Let's fucking go.
App State is first place in turnovers.
They're just throwing seven.
I'm pretty sure we also lead the league in sacks, though.
I don't know about that one. That'd be a Kickler question.
He's definitely not looking like the elite player of the year from last year.
No, he's not. It's because it's not. No, definitely not. That's okay.
You were positive in turnovers until this week.
Yeah, let's go. That's okay. We'll turn it around. I'm not worried.
Well, speaking of turning it around, who is our offensive player of the week?
All right. Who are the nominees? The nominees are Quinn James of Fresno State, Rashad Watson of TCU again, Jason Matthios, quarterback from Virginia Tech, Jackson Rodriguez from Virginia Tech, Bryce Walker II of Baylor, Jen Shinobi of Ole Miss, John Smith of Ole Miss, Braden Johnson of Oregon State, Smoke Rivers of Tulane, and Tanner Baxter of Tulane.
I'm really hoping that Virginia Tech got it.
I like seeing some new names on there. Tanner Baxter, Braden Johnson, Jason Matthios, Jackson Rodriguez.
I'm just rooting for Virginia Tech because they need a win in something.
Well, I would love for everyone to have, you know, seen a tight end up there for – I think the first time this season, if not first, it's rare that we've seen it happen. So it'd have been really cool to see Tanner win. I'll be honest, I voted for Smoke though because I feel like he had the better chance with the seven passing touchdowns.
What was that, Homer?
Yeah. Seven passing touchdowns beats everything.
Seven passing touchdowns.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that's who I voted for too because I don't think he throw any interceptions? One
three.
Three of them.
Oof.
He was 86% completion percentage. If you wouldn't have thrown the picks, if you include the picks because the ball didn't hit the ground, he was like 90% for the game.
He had to throw 54 or complete 54 passes for them, 500 yards and seven touchdowns.
I mean, it's like a double-edged sword. Like the things that are impressive to some teams don't seem that impressive when you really break it down. But the same thing applies to us too. I mean, like. Shad's been up for it, what, three, four times now?
Every week.
It's not as super impressive. And don't get me wrong, Shad's doing a great job. I'm not saying that. But we run the ball 50 times.
Quinn James was more impressive even though he had less touchdowns. He ran for 229 yards.
But didn't he have 35 carries?
Yeah, he had more carries.
Or Braden Johnson, 33 attempts, 191 yards, and three touchdowns.
I still think the tight end going 17 for
151 and three is definitely impressive.
That's got my vote. Baxter definitely has my vote.
I think I voted for Smoke too because I knew he would win with the seven passing touchdowns. That's what everybody's going
to
say.
It's hard to overlook seven passing touchdowns.
All right, so fun, coming fun. In second place, we don't care about your fun fact.
Fun fact, Smoke Rivers almost doubled his passing touchdowns on the year. Yeah, last week. Yeah, he went from 10 to 17.
He had more in that game than he had all of last season. So,
jeez.
He's got more than Deathridge. He's got as many touchdowns as Deathridge has interceptions.
Let's go. He's
actually up there. Smoke has had a rough season by our standards, but if you look at stats, he's up towards the top in everything. So,
Gino finally passed me on the rushings, on the rushing yards.
All right. Sorry, Canes. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So, coming in second with 16 of the 90 votes was Braden Johnson of Oregon State. And coming in first
by a landslide
with 21 of the 90 Ooh. Votes. So, by 5 votes.
Not a landslide.
Smoke Rivers of Tulane, 54-64, 500 yards, 7 touchdowns, and 3 picks.
64 pass attempts.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
And it wasn't even the most. Jensen Obi threw 67.
Damn.
And they're leading, and those are the two names leading just about all of the, or on all the passing leaderboards.
Well, when you throw it 70 times a game, I mean.
Damn, I don't even throw it 70 times a game.
Yeah, but you're broken, the other team.
It fucking feels like it.
I know
started
that
out in a pro book or whatever. So,
well, moving on to the pick'ems, and boy, some of us
first.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we do.
Polls first.
Yeah. Go to a different state and you forget everything.
Yeah,
well, I do. But I wanted to get the pick'ems because I want to tell everybody how terrible you did. But we'll do the poll first and we'll save that.
That's cool. It's cool. It happens. So we got a coach's poll. We have a couple voters that are questionable, but overall the poll looks pretty good. The bottom pretty much stayed the same. Virginia Tech 18, Maryland, San Diego State, Rutgers, Oregon State, and Texas Tech. I don't know if there's really any change down there.
Yeah, not really.
Now the polls start getting really kind of set in stone at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, really the gap. So, I mean, everything was pretty well in place there. There's a little over, 1.2 gap between 12th and 13th, which is kind of a big gap when you get to these polls. But anyway, 12 is ECU, Baylor at 11, Ole Miss 10, UTSA 9, and Central Florida up at 8. I'm a little surprised that Ole Miss has hung in there this season.
Yeah, I mean, Zavi's done a pretty good job with what he's had.
Weren't they winless last season, and now they've stayed right around 10th, which is
yeah,
that's an impressive jump.
But will it be good enough to make the playoffs?
We'll find out. Stay tuned.
Yep.
4 more weeks.
Tulane's at 7. This one kind of surprises me. Louisiana Lafayette's at 6. Arkansas at 5. What do y'all think about that before we move on?
Arkansas is the better team.
I'm not surprised by that because obviously Arkansas beat us, even though ULL has been – they're both of their losses are bad. They're bad.
This is what I will say about it since I've played both teams. We stomp a mud hole in fucking ULL, and Arkansas kind of hung in there with us – especially
they should. You threw 6 interceptions.
They did, and they did. They held. They held us in check.
How
the
bad
game.
Are they that they didn't beat you?
Yes, agreed.
Is it because their offense is bad, or is it because my defense just is decently good?
Yeah, but
that's the real question.
Your defense looked good, a lot better because they were on the field for 80% of the game.
Well, your defense can't be that good. I mean, if you throw 6 interceptions to any other of the top tier teams in this league,
no, we're gonna get smoked. Yeah. I can't do that to any other top tier team. I can't do that against ASU.
How do you go from 3rd place, lose to a top 5 team, drop to 6, and said where Arkansas was number six last week, lose to a top five team and move up a spot. How did you drop?
I think got to think about it. Who all moved down?
They did.
Well, besides Tulane or ULL, who moved down behind them?
I mean, nobody.
No, Fresno moved up.
But see, that's where I think we run into the problem. If we hadn't shat the bed so many daggum times, we would have jumped them. But we've shat the bed, so there's really nowhere for them to go at this point.
But I don't see how Louisiana Lafayette fell. Like I could see Arkansas staying at six, and Louisiana Lafayette being at five.
I think the thing is, I think what the big difference is there's a very wide cushion right now because, like Aaron said, because y'all lost, so y'all are the cushion, and there's a big cushion in front of y'all to drop behind. But they're two games against teams that are above 500, because I don't think they've played anybody else really above a 500. Yeah. They've lost by 40-plus points.
Yeah, it's really bad.
The both of us.
Didn't they beat Arkansas, or have they not played them?
They haven't played Arkansas.
Did they
have not played Arkansas?
Who have they? Did they beat? Did they play Fresno? It. I feel like they beat someone.
They beat Fresno.
Okay, so
week one
is a Fresno.
Yeah, but that was week one. Do we really hold a week one and loss?
Well, if you both lost last week, then you got to kind of look at something like that.
That's true.
Yeah,
but
you got to look at the point. Fresno beat us last week, and I turned around and stomp
the mud hole in them.
Yeah,
so one of two things happened, and you take this however you want to, because I know somebody will call me out in chat for it. Either Fresno fluked up and won last week, or ULL fluked up and won week one.
Uh-huh.
One or the other happened.
Well,
or both. Well, I mean, no, both. So both could have happened.
Well, I think Fresno always does this. So they struggle in the beginning, and it's not even really struggle. They'll drop a game or two in the very beginning, and then toward the end of the season, they actually turn it on.
Who are we talking about?
Fresno.
Oh, I've only been here two seasons, but Fresno, for whatever reason, when I play Fresno, I make freaking Dan Norris look like a dang Tom Brady or something.
Okay. Well, is it safe to say, depending on how they do against UCF this week, do you count UCF as a credible opponent for them?
I mean, I do. I think, yes. I think the thing you look at with a UCF is UCF is going to game plan and actually manage a lot better than some of these other teams do.
Like,
UCF's never going to be a walk. Like, you're not going to walk into that game and go, oh yeah, I'm fixing to win by 80, because they're just always going to game plan the crap out of you.
Because okay. Bear's the assistant head coach.
So
just imagine if he was in Nevada.
Does ULL and Arkansas play?
Yeah. Yes. Later on in the season.
Okay.
We play ULL not this week, but the following week.
ULL plays Arkansas the last week of the season.
Yep.
And looking at the numbers, there's a big gap between 7 and 8. 6.78 for us at 7 and 8.28 for Central Florida. So I guess people kind of separated, right? And then the reason I stopped at Arkansas at 5 is because they're 5.17 and the number 4 team is 3.78. So it's kind of like a big gap. And then three teams, you know, it's like 4 teams, 3 teams. Then you got to, you know, it kind of groups down and down and down. So moving on. Number 4 getting one first place vote, which
they shouldn't.
Let me take
to everybody because Beard is a homer and did it himself. I don't care what he says.
I can prove it.
Beard is number. Beard's Tony Toads are number 4. Fresno State's number 3. App State number 2, and the other 17 votes for first place is Arizona State.
I would also like to point out, before anybody starts trashing anybody or me, I have stood by what I've said the whole time. I didn't deserve first place votes when I was just beating everybody else. I didn't deserve the one this time.
We know.
Well, you definitely didn't deserve this one.
No, definitely not.
If anybody it should have been
unanimous ASU.
Right. But if you're going to give a first place vote to someone else, then give it to, like, Fresno.
App State.
No, I'm just saying, if they were going to give it to somebody else, how do you not give it to the team that beat TCU last week?
I was about to say, The problem is you can't give one to App State because they got absolutely hammered by ASU.
In week one.
Yeah, but you got hammered.
I got hammered. And what have I done since I got hammered?
I wish I was hammered listening to you.
He's been doing the hammering.
I have been doing the hammering. Ask Tulane. What was that game like?
App State gave up the most.
You said it was closer than the score.
It was closer than the score.
Arizona State all year. Arizona State scored the most points they've scored all year on y'all.
Yeah, that's I won't disagree. But it was week one.
Can I go back to that book?
Yeah, but, you gave up more points than Rutgers did. You gave up more points than Vautech did. You gave up more points than
in
Texas week, Tech did.
In week one. In week one.
Okay, let me ask you.
If we played ASU right now, it would be a way different game.
Did you change defensive playbooks?
Did I? No.
So then you have zero excuses for your defense.
No, it was week one. I could promise you if we played right now, it would be a completely different game. 100% completely different game.
He would at least use lube this time.
That was one of the weird sims I've had this year because that one actually worked in our favor.
Well, that's comeback engine too. Wasn't it like 14-17-0 to start the game?
It was 13-0.
Yeah. The 13-0 curse.
Can I go back to that book?
Probably should have stayed in that book.
I can have Navy, you can.
God, here we go again. Good job, Canes.
There's a difference. Canes actually already ran that book this season.
Kickler brought it up first.
Valid.
You should be able to go back to a book that you had.
Yep.
No, it's burned. Once it's burned, it's gone.
No, you should be able to go back to it if you used it.
It was in your arsenal before. You should be able to use it again.
Nah, man.
Burned.
We'll just say everybody pick three books at the beginning of the season and three books you can
pick.
I am
100% for that.
But you
I
can't,
think that would be a fun idea.
But you can't pick them all at once. You have to go right back through the order again.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. No. You snake it. Yeah, you snake it. First draft, first pick is
that'd be interesting as fuck.
And then you can play any three books. All three books you can switch anytime during the season and play them at any point. You just have to let it be known by Friday. Just like
nobody
you do
else
now
can,
for the book
but
change.
Nobody else can have the book.
Correct. You have your three books all season, and that is
whoever got the first pick takes Navy just for the hell of it.
So, okay,
just so Beard doesn't get it.
My question, okay, so you're saying you can pick three books,
correct?
And you can rotate between those three books all year long,
right?
And you don't have to make it known to the other team until
Friday before.
So you have to declare the book.
When upgrades are opening and all that, your stuff has to be in. Well, unless you play Friday. So we'll say by the time the games are over Friday.
I mean, just like now, you have to Friday by midnight. If you have
Friday by midnight.
Okay, so I'm not against this.
I think it'd make it way more challenging, but also it gives you a chance. I think people would try books that we've never tried before.
I still think it should be. Okay, so say I pick Air Raid first. I should have to take one other Air Raid and then one other different scheme.
I don't care about that. You can take three different schemes if you want to.
Nah.
There has to be some kind of fucking rules here.
Yeah, because if you take all three different ones, basically, if you have a sim and you have a upgraded team, then you can almost never be beat. Because
I don't know that that's true.
You could literally change to the defense you're playing.
Wait a minute, what?
Okay. Say you pick, Air Raid, Pro Set, Triple Option, whatever the three may be. You have you hit all three different styles.
Run heavy, balance,
yes,
passing.
Exactly. So depending on the team you're playing and the defensive book they have, you can know right off the top what book you're going to run offensively.
Right, but you should be able to know that too. Like if you know your defense sucks against the run, I know that the triple option's coming.
Yeah, but that still doesn't keep me from getting my eyeballs kicked in.
It does if you score more points than they do.
Yeah, but that's not what I'm saying. That's where I think you're going to hit a snag is because you got some of these other teams that are not going to sim like most everybody else. They're going to be
App State.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying some of these guys are handicapped to just one person simming.
Oh,
I mean
App State.
I'm the only one simming for TCU.
Yeah, but you have a damn plethora of monitors running at one time.
I can still only run one sim at a time.
I don't know. I just don't know. I'm scared that'll go to. I mean, I'm not against it. I think it would be interesting, and
I do think you have to declare one playbook for when you get to the playoffs. Like it has to be
okay,
one playbook.
Well, if would I be able to change defenses or carry a multiple defensive?
I would be 100% fine with if you decided you wanted to use one of your books as a defensive book. You could change defenses twice. But I mean, that's not going to be really helpful. There's only really one or two defenses that you can change. Like you would need to be in the 3-3 in the 4-2.
Yeah, exactly.
But I mean, that would be a waste to me.
I agree with that. But I mean, it's interesting. It's worth looking at and seeing how it works.
All right, Kickler's been pretty quiet on it.
That's because he doesn't want to deal with it because he thinks it's going to be a pain in the ass.
It is going to be a pain in the ass.
100% would be a pain in the ass.
See, told you.
I mean, you're talking about having to make sure every book is set every single week back to, you know, instead of right now it's nice and easy. Like there's a playbook change channel and, it, you know, we get one, maybe two a week. And you want to go to something where literally all 18 could change every single week.
Yeah, that would get out of control.
I mean, it's really not that hard. It's one more. It's actually a easier setting to change than changing the sliders.
Yeah, if you remember to make sure you check every single one of them, get them all right.
You have to do that anyway.
Okay.
No, right, so now it's saved each week unless one person changes.
So mm-hmm. Beard just signed himself up to take care of the playbook changes for next year, right?
I mean, I'm not Simmons, so it really wouldn't do me any good.
It's on me or Kickler.
Mm.
Actually, it's on both of us, so we both have to make sure.
Yeah. I mean, you go.
I mean, Kane, I said it, and he sees it. You know,
he goes in and checks it every time. So, I mean, it wouldn't be any different. It'd be the same sheet. You just add one column to it, and that's the playbook they're running this week. All you gotta do is double check and make sure it's the right one.
You just like giving us more work.
Yep. Yeah, but if you got somebody like you. Going from a triple option to say an air raid.
Oh, you're 100% looking at the one who's going to swap books about every week.
Yeah, but then I'm going to have to fix your damn jet chart every single week. Too.
That's what I was going to put. You're going to go from McDowell at fucking fullback to this week McDowell's at fucking tight end.
I don't think so. Because my depth chart, if you look at my depth chart right now, it's basically where they would be if I moved them. If I moved to a air raid offense right now. It would be exactly like it is right now.
McDowell would not be at fullback.
He would have to be.
He'd be at tight end.
I mean, yeah. Maybe. But what I'm saying is he's already there.
Anyway.
I would definitely make him.
That's something to talk about in the offseason.
We'll table it. Table it for the offseason.
So, how about them predictions?
Yeah, so how about them? Let's get to the outcomes for last week. Let's see. I was 7-2. Canes was 7-2. Vegeta, 8-1.
Hey.
Cowboy, 6-3. Kickler, 4-5.
Ouch.
Ted, 6-3. And Beard, 8-1. So Vegeta and Beard tied for first last week.
I'm sorry, y'all don't have balls in. You know, pick fun games.
So
the only one that you pick, I mean, you picked fucking all the guys at the bottom of the fucking rankings.
And if they would have scored more, I would have won.
You picked Ted.
More, yeah, you did. You picked some dumb games.
Ted should have beat you. He had you until the last minute of the game.
Mm.
And I would have been right.
Yeah,
we should have
beat Arkansas because we were
up. But were you right?
We lost.
No, so. I wasn't. Fuck you.
Exactly.
Okay, so. That brings me to the schedule for next week.
No, you didn't do the overall.
I didn't do the overall. Well, I mean, I was going to do that.
You were all messed up.
go on vacation and you just lose.
It's not vacation, mine is.
So Canes and Beard are tied for first at 48-15. Vegeta's in second by himself at 45-18. I'm in third by myself at 44-19, which that doesn't sound right.
But it is.
Is it? Yeah. Okay. It is right.
Mm-hmm.
Cowboy is in fourth at 42-21. And Ted and Kickler are pulling up the rear at 41-22.
Cowboy's still not in last this season.
A lot changed from last week because me, Vegeta, and Kickler were tied for third. And Cowboy and Ted. And then this week, me and Vegeta separated from Kickler, and Kickler fell all the way to last.
I fell to Ted. It's all right. I mean, after winning last season,
yeah.
He's got to have an off season.
Why don't y'all try winning once?
I did. Nice
exactly.
try.
Exactly. Me and you have.
I've been at the top pretty much every season.
You win?
No.
What good is it being at the top if you don't win?
But I didn't.
I mean, we made it to the national championship last season. We didn't win, so does it matter? No.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't. We beat you, which is awesome. But
that was our national championship.
Speaking of awesome, first game of the night for Monday night is going to be Rutgers and App State.
App State by 50.
Yeah, I think everybody. I got App State by 50. Kane's App State. Vegeta, you're obviously going App State. Beard, who you got?
The official spread is 16.5 since he doesn't want to play everybody.
We need to get Ted's. Kickler, who you going?
Go ahead, take Rutgers.
I need to get the game back.
Do it. You don't have a hair on
your
side.
I'm going to take the App State.
Yes.
Yeah, we know. You're
that was
the
no
safe
Lee
pick.
Corso intake right there.
No, at all. Just sounded real Joe Biden-ish. second game of the night is Tulane.
Did Beard pick that?
Yeah, he did.
Sure did.
Everybody took App State except for Ted so far.
Which we don't know. There's no telling what Ted takes.
He'll probably take App State.
Probably. I would hope. Second game of the night is Tulane and Texas Tech, and Tulane is a 15.5 point favorite.
Tulane by 50.
I am also taking Tulane.
Okay. Vegeta.
I forgot. I'm not used to Beard being tied with me.
Yeah, I'll take Tulane.
I've been tied with you like twice this season.
I'm taking Tulane.
Plus, I'm not used to you being on the show.
I'm also taking Tulane.
I've missed two weeks.
Just so happened to be the week you lost, but
I'll take Tulane even though you know we blow people out except for ECU. So,
yeah.
Ouch.
Which I've got the receipts I posted in league chat of you know their head coach saying Tulane sucks in league chat over and over.
Who's that?
66 points showed how bad we sucked. But
oh.
And it was Joe. One pick six or two pick sixes?
We threw one, so you know, we gave them seven.
Yeah. And then we threw two interceptions inside the 20, so it could have been almost 80.
Let's be fair, though. Is it a TCU or a Tulane game if Duke or Smoke doesn't throw a pick?
I mean, valid.
Fair.
Tuesday night, 7 o'clock, San Diego State and Baylor. It's going to be a barn burner. Baylor is giving up 7.5. Kane, who you got?
Well, my insight tells me that Cowboy took Baylor, so I'm going Baylor.
Beard?
I am also going Baylor.
I am going Baylor as well. Vegeta?
Yeah, I'm going to go Baylor.
Not so fast, my friend. San Diego State keeps this within 7.
Anyway, moving on.
I get a game back.
Tuesday night. Yeah, we need like 7 of them. Tuesday night at 8:30, we got ULL and ECU.
Yeah.
ULL is only a 6.5-point favorite. This week. Beard. Beard.
Who am I? Who's this one?
ULL and ECU, and their ULL's 6.5.
Crap, this one's hard because they're both kind of struggling right now. Give me ULL and their 7.5 points.
6.5.
Or 7.
If you want 7.5, let them.
Canes.
Yeah. Give me the Raging Cajuns.
Vegeta.
Yeah, I'll take ULL.
I will take ULL as well. Kickler.
Give me the Raging Cajuns.
Okay.
Sounds so enthused.
Can't gain a game back because y'all pick stupid shit.
Wednesday.
We'll pick stupid shit the same as you.
There you go.
Then y'all would suck.
Wednesday night, we got Fresno State and UCF. And Fresno is giving UCF 3.5. Canes.
I like the way UCF looked last week. I like the way Fresno looked last week. Where's this game at?
I think it's at UCF.
I think it's at UCF.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
Give me the Fighting Teddy Bears.
Oh, snap. Beard.
Nah, I'm going to take Fresno.
You should, since they beat you.
Oh, shots fired. Vegeta?
Yeah, I'm going to take Fresno.
Oh, man.
I just don't want Fresno to be able to claim they're the underdogs.
But they're not the underdogs.
They're the favorite. It
doesn't matter. If we all pick UCF to win, they'll claim the underdog. I'm giving them zero avenues for underdog claiming.
I just don't.
Right.
Give me Fresno. I think they're a touchdown better than UCF.
You know, when I first started this, I had Fresno. And.
But you went CMO.
The more I think about it. The Knights have swords. Fresno just has a bulldog that just barks, you know? And so
and they
Ted,
have, yeah, they got dog.
Ted is going to stab the dog. And he's going to win this game.
Are you Give sure Ted's doing the stabbing here?
Moving on.
Old Joe. There he is.
no idea what he's talking about.
None. We're moving on to Oregon State.
Peanut butter sandwiches.
Oregon State and Maryland.
Ted's eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
It's a salty snack.
Oh, my God. Oregon State has given up a half a point to Maryland. So pretty much a pick 'em.
It is a pick 'em. I didn't know how to put that in there.
Well, I mean, we'll just pick them. That's good enough. Canes?
No, that's Beard this time.
Oh, Beard. Sorry. Go ahead.
I picked first. I took Fresno over.
No, you didn't.
You took
UCF.
He picked UCF.
Canes picked first.
Crap.
Yeah, it sucks when you got to pick first.
No, just I don't really. This is like ECU, the ECU game. Except for they're both worse. Like, no offense, guys, but.
Just pick.
I don't know who I want. I really don't.
Well, it's too damn bad.
I guess give me Oregon State. At least they've won a game.
I do not agree with Beard. I do not think this one's close, especially after last week. But I will agree, give me Oregon State.
When did I say it was going to be close? I just said they're both not good.
You said it was like they're the decision is close. You don't know which one to take. I don't think it's the close decision. I think Oregon State.
I mean, Maryland's got a really good coach ready to turn them around.
Right.
Vegeta, who you got?
Oregon State.
I also have Oregon State.
Kickler. We're all wrong.
You can take Maryland for how many weeks in a row?
Maryland has 1-7 this season, picking Maryland, right? Man, they did look really bad this past week, which was odd because, you know, going into this game, they had been so close and almost pulling off wins against like ULL and teams like that. So,
and they had some hot dogs.
Yeah. And so now we have what? Turtles and Beavers?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
oh boy.
And Oregon State's got a couple new players.
They got new players.
Let's go, Steve Irwin.
They're damming the water that the turtles like to come through.
Oh my God.
And it depends on what kind of turtles we're talking about. Are these box turtles? Or are these, you know, like yellow eared sliders?
All I'm saying,
turtles. Loggerhead turtles.
If they're loggerheads, if they're snapping turtles, then I mean the beaver stands no chance. If it's a sea turtle, how is a beaver going to go out into the sea and beat a sea turtle?
An alligator snapping.
I mean,
All I'm saying is Kickler has more in common than Steve Irwin than you think. All these animal analogies, and his record is falling faster than Steve Irwin in a tank full of stingrays.
The beavers. The beavers have yellow teeth. Which make them dangerous because they have all kinds of diseases, right?
It's going faster than chicken wings.
Are you like sniffing some child's hair while you're saying this?
Give me the terrapins.
His daughter's asleep and he's just in there.
Oh, that's a whole new level of weird.
It's a soft shell turtle.
Hey, this week they were box turtles last week. This week they're snapping turtles.
Oh, okay.
I bet Kickler wakes up and looks at his wife and tells her she smells different when she's awake.
The hell?
Anyway.
Do you know the Maryland? It's actually a Diamondback Terrapin.
What?
That's what the mascot is. It's a Diamondback Terrapin.
Yeah, it's cooler than a beaver.
Named Testudo.
Technically, what kind of beaver are we talking about?
Yeah, I was about to say, hang on, time out now.
The beaver I know is really cool.
Oh, this is going to get canceled.
It's Benny.
And that's not even cool. I thought it was Bucky. Like, Bucky the Beaver would have been cool.
Benny the Beaver.
Bucky's! Yeah,
give me
and Testudo the Turtle.
Testudo is way cooler.
Tuxedo?
Yeah, he wears a tuxedo.
A terrapin, a term formerly used to refer to any aquatic turtle, but now restricted largely, though not exclusively, to the diamondback terrapin.
English is hard. So,
English is
hard. Testudo is going to wear a tuxedo to the beaver's funeral.
Who does Beard got?
I took Oregon State.
Okay. God, Beard, who's Cowboy got?
Oh, sorry. We've been skipping over Cowboy. Cowboy has Maryland.
Look at that. Damn, I need to change my pick.
Two dumb picks.
He also has Fresno and UL.
Yeah.
And Baylor and Tulane and App State.
All right. What's the next game?
All right. Next game is Ole Miss and Arkansas.
No, it's not.
Wait. I skipped one.
You skipped what
game of the week? Because we had to move it up.
Not the game of the week.
Oh, Wednesday at 9. I see that now.
That's
okay.
Move everything up.
Do you see that now?
I do see it now.
Some people got to go on vacation.
ASU and TCU Wednesday at 9 o'clock.
What's the spread?
TCU is giving ASU 6.5 points.
Oh.
Where's the game being played?
At TCU, but Canes is a sandbagger.
Is
how do I sandbag in a fucking video game?
We've been putting out crap stats to make himself or crap sliders to make himself look worse.
Yep, exactly.
How'd you know?
You caught me.
All right, what we got? We know who first.
We know who we're taking.
Do we?
Yes.
I'm taking TCU to lose to ASU.
Yeah. Nobody. You fooled nobody, Corso.
It's Biden over there.
Yeah, well, maybe you might have fooled Kickler.
Lee Biden.
Joe.
I am sleepy.
Beard, you're obviously taking TCU, correct?
They had free ice cream down here.
I refuse to take anybody over my own team.
Who do you have?
I am taking ASU.
I am also taking ASU. Kickler.
Tis time to make a decision.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
I mean, in one corner, we have freaking devils. And in the other corner, we have horny toads.
Are you a good Christian young man, Kickler?
I mean, right now, how can you be one no. with these two in these corners right here? Give me the horny toads.
Mm.
Wow. Not so fast.
They win on a Justin Duke Hail Mary at the end of the game.
Hail Mary?
They wouldn't get the extra point.
Hail Mary.
What are you talking about the extra point for?
They're going to get the extra point. And they're going to win by
actually,
six.
In NCAA, they in the video game, they make them kick the extra point.
They're not going. Yeah. They're going to be down one, though.
Doesn't matter. It's going to be tied, stupid. No, and they walk it off with the Hail Mary. God, quit being an idiot.
All right. As long as it's not Cowboy tied, I cover. Cowboy guy.
Which is ridiculous. We've got to fix this stat.
You okay. came no up with it.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, we've been trying different things, but there's
everything
so far
was
off.
Everything was all okay until he was a favorite.
No, I tried to change it 2 weeks ago, but everything's so freaking far off. Like it gets crazy.
Yeah, well, do better and win this game, so I'm not wrong.
That's my goal. But moving on, high hopes.
Moving on to Thursday night.
High hopes.
Ole Miss at Arkansas, and Ole Miss is actually giving Arkansas 6.5 points.
The second most surprising spread of the week.
No, this is the first to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Me having points over – me having the favorite over ASU is not more surprising?
No, because your offense has put up more points than his has, so it doesn't surprise me. Ole Miss and Arkansas – Ole Miss being the favorite over anybody is surprising to me.
I mean, we just talked about how they're ranked number 10 now. And
they were 16.5-point favorite last week.
Okay, so covered. You're putting – they're 6.5-point favorite over the what, number 5 team in the league?
Yeah, the team that moved up after losing.
Okay, but still, they're still the number 5 team in the league.
Their losses – I mean, to be fair, their losses –
To be fair.
Well, at least part of us got it. Ole Miss's losses are to ULL, UCF, and Rutgers.
Ooh, Rutgers.
Yeah.
Hot dog and bologna.
Thanks for answering my question. Beard, who do you got?
Yeah, but Rutgers, I don't.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the Arkansas.
Arkansas? Canes?
Still, I get the fucking pick after somebody and still don't get to do it not so fast.
Uh-huh.
Give me the Porky Pigs.
Vegeta.
The Arkansas.
Yeah. Give me the bacon.
Yeah.
Bacon.
I'm also taking Arkansas. Kickler.
I was out of bacon today, and maybe that's a sign that I shouldn't pick them.
Jesus.
But you had sausage.
But I did, so it still worked out. So, give me the hogs.
Cowboy also took Arkansas.
We don't know what Ted's doing.
Not yet. Last brings us to the last game of the week, and that's UTSA and Vatek. And UTSA is giving Vatek 15.5.
See, to me, this was like I was 100% like surprised, but I knew it was coming with me and ASU. We'd already talked about it once. This was pretty surprising to me. Only 15 points.
Go ahead and pick it.
No, you're first.
No, because I think I might get it not so fast this time.
Nope, just pick it.
You're first. I mean, I if like, you want me to tell you, I'm taking UTSA in the points.
I like Turkey, so I'm going to Tech in the 100%
going UTSA in the points.
Man, mine sounds so much better.
Vegeta, who do you got?
I'm taking UTSA.
I made me pick, so.
Give me UTSA. Kickler.
I'm trying to find something. One
second. Ted's typing.
Where
is this at? Why is it not showing up? There it is. All right. So, Leighton Lee, head coach, Macadelic, he has said himself that he thought these were hoagies, not hokies.
Oh, you're reading his damn thing?
And he's all upset about, you know, his Jimmy John's not getting there fast enough. Apparently that was Davis. He couldn't figure it out. A Hokie's a turkey, dude. Come on, man. Like, just because you're a roadrunner and everyone knows you from a cartoon doesn't mean you got to hate on other people's birds.
But is he doing the hokey pokey?
Does he turn himself around?
That's what it's all about.
And what it's all about right now
is every once in a while,
UTSA is going to win the game by 17. Give me the meat meeps.
You forgot about that part.
The meat meeps.
He said every now and then a blind hog finds an acorn.
Yeah, that was dumb. It's clearly a blind squirrel. Anyway, so Tedford picked App State, Tulane, Baylor, ULL, UCF, Maryland, ASU, Arkansas, and UTSA.
Oh, he got on the Maryland train too? You, Cowboy, and Ted.
Because it's going to happen.
No.
You shut your face. Go eat dry chicken. Go choke on dry chicken.
I will. I will, and I'll be laughing from the grave when you lose this Maryland pick.
I'm not. If you win, I'm just going to take a job, but I don't want to go to the grave for it.
Yeah, that ain't no lie.
Well, you don't eat dry chicken, so.
I got shit I want to do this weekend.
This stuff's called
it involves beavers.
Like... the beavers that I like.
Whoa, beavers
the
plural?
The only person whose wife listens to the podcast.
Talk about yes. Beavers plural?
I wish.
Oh, what?
There's only one.
Sprouts another one for you.
I'm just
Teddy Bear. You got some competition. I didn't know it was that serious.
Yeah, I am chained to one.
That makes it sound like you're imprisoned, man.
He is.
I think that's like pretty much the consensus across the board. There, I thought it was pretty much everybody thought that.
Well,
yeah, no one knows what's going on right now.
we're all so confused.
Chicken wing.
And I'm stuck in
baloney. Speaking of this macaroni, we had a good podcast. We'll see y'all later. Deuces.
I'm stuck in the washer step, bro.